It does sound it.
Does what?
It's going.
No, it's not going.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Your hand's cold. I was, it's fine.
You're good?
All right.
Good.
All right.
Oh, it is recording.
I said it's recording. Yes, I was like,
nobody ever listens to
that. Nice.
Nobody ever listens to Maggie.
It was really cold on my leg.
Okay, we're gonna cut that out, but I'm gonna leave that in because I want to hear it.
But it is though.
Okay, so if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Woo!
Okay. All right, so we're here for another episode of Would You Rather with Catherine.
Hello.
Becca.
Here.
And Maggie.
Present.
Where I discuss horror-themed would-you-rather questions with people who don't particularly love horror. So usually I open up with some softball questions that aren't franchise-themed. So we're going to start with, would you rather haunt or be haunted?
It's probably haunt.
I'm going to haunt the shit out of people. I got a list. I got a long list of people I can haunt. A lot more people need haunting, actually, I think.
A lot more people could use a good
haunt. I'm a pro haunter.
So you'd be a mean ghost. Would you be a particularly mean ghost?
I wouldn't be mean all the time. You know, I'd just be karma. I'd be a karma ghost.
Just be delivering.
I like the karma ghost. Yeah. I like.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's also like a good side to me. Like not good side, I guess, but like you could just mess with your friends.
Yeah. I just want to have a good time. Honestly.
Is that called poltergeist? Is that what a poltergeist is?
I think so.
Can I get people? Sucked up into a vacuum?
Luigi, that's only if your name is Luigi. Yeah.
Oh no.
They could just call Luigi on your ass.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm gonna say you're safe. Probably. Does that change your answer at all?
Yeah.
If you could be sucked into a vacuum, would that change your answer?
Yeah. I don't want to be sucked. That sounds mortifying.
But you'd rather be haunted?
Yeah, maybe safe, you know.
Can
you imagine the act of getting sucked up into a little vacuum?
But I mean, this isn't saying you are going to be. It's just saying
that's fair. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, see, my question was going to be like, is it like a Pokeball? Like, am I the Pokemon inside just chilling in the vacuum? You know what I mean? Like, is it similar to that? Like, am I sentient?
How deep are we going? Because Luigi's Mansion, you get smushed into a little painting.
That's right.
Stuck in a little painting in an old man's creepy art gallery forever.
True. See, that's terrifying. And you just sit there like all day. Like,
that's
like you're aware of yourself? That's pretty terrible.
You're just flattened and you're squished.
That's what's
so terrible. It's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so maybe your chances are low, but if you get got.
That would suck.
I feel like I would be sad if I was the one haunting people though, because like I'm not there no more.
You could be a nice ghost. You could be I think that's what I would want it to be. Yeah.
Just like Becca said, I pick haunting people because I can choose whether to be
bad
ghost or not. Mean ghost. Do whatever I want.
I'm just thinking like
deliver what needs to be delivered.
You just do it yourself.
Well, what's the Charles Dickens one, right? I mean, like, look, you had three ghosts, and they turned that man's life around, all right?
That's fair.
Just three ghosts. He was a dick.
Changed his life. Little Timmy, Tommy, whatever the heck his name is, lived. Yeah. Remember in the end?
Tiny Tim. That's right, Tiny Tim. Tiny Tommy, whatever.
The point is, three ghosts changed the course of history, really, for this family, for the next family. Yeah. Sometimes y'all just need a little bit of haunt.
God bless everyone.
That's true.
So karma ghosts, I actually like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess haunt would be easier. Haunt would be easier in the long run.
I don't want to be haunted.
Movie monsters don't scare me that much. Being actually haunted kind of scares me a lot, actually. Because
like you don't have control.
You don't know.
I'm just gonna say, I feel like as soon as I see, if I'm like watching a scary movie, which is very very rare, and I see the scary thing, I'm like, don't care anymore.
Yes.
When it's like when you don't know what it is, I'm like, okay, I'm pissed. I cannot even.
I'm already.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay, so would you rather have a pumpkin for a head or scissors for hands?
Pumpkin head. That's kind of cute. That's kind of aesthetic, you know what I mean? Imagine, like, taking pictures with that in the fall.
A pumpkin head.
Pumpkin head is kind of wholesome.
I think definitely pumpkin head because, I mean, like, first of all, I've seen Edward Scissorhands, so, like, I ain't trying
to. Well, at least I can still use my hands if I have a pumpkin
head. Yeah.
This is not the direction I expected.
I'm actually going to say Scissorhands. I'm going to say Scissorhands hands down. Your head is so fragile.
Yes.
One, if you fall over one time, pumpkin guts everywhere.
Okay, well, I expected this, you guys, all to say Scissorhands hands down, mm-hmm. and then I was going to say, what if your head was invincible? So this is
I was just going to say.
This is not the direction that I expected it to take.
Is it a pumpkin on top of my head?
No, or no, your head is a pumpkin, yeah. You're still
to
are,
be
are
fair,
normal, but
if
pumpkin.
I was living with a pumpkin head, I would come up with some sort of technology to protect
okay,
myself.
Okay, so yeah. I'll say your head's invincible.
Yeah,
so,
definitely so, pumpkin head.
Yeah, okay. Scissor hands. I'm gonna go with scissor hands.
What could you possibly do with those scissor hands?
Yeah,
except
bro,
for
like everything you do, you can.
What are you trying to do, Becca?
Become the best hairstylist we've seen in the movie.
She clearly has the same Edward Scissorhands.
To be fair, I feel like he barely scratched the surface, Mr. Edward. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of options. There's a lot of things you can do with
try
it.
Out.
Think about how many, right? I mean, like, think about how many, like, crafts. Like, you'd have a lot of stuff going on. And it would just be, like, a simple, like,
but
maybe tape up. Like, you know, your scissors open and close. Just tape up.
You can close part.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, I just feel like I'd rather have scissor hands.
But, like, you can't do, like, the basic things.
Like?
How do you hold a spoon?
I don't need a spoon. I have scissor hands. I cut this shit up so
small.
What
am I trying to eat your yogurt?
How do I eat my yogurt?
With scissor hands.
Have you not? Okay, you peel back the little thing, just like they do in school, and then you just go.
How do you peel back the?
Okay, you take your knife. Yeah, you slice it open,
then you just kind of and kind of jimmy it.
Exactly,
you just kind of jimmy it together between your two little knife hands.
Exactly,
and you just
exactly.
What about a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios?
A bowl of
maybe
Honey
I don't like
Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
I hate Honey Nut Cheerios.
Maybe
so.
Honey Nut Cheerios is the worst.
Gross.
That is disgusting. Loops.
For how do you perfect. One scissor.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Oh, but that's
it's a loop for a reason.
it's meant to go to
exactly. Exactly.
It's got the
exactly.
little hole.
And besides, like, you got the blades. Like, you close the blades, and they at least have some depth. You can scoop stuff with, like, your little scissors, you know?
You can scoop stuff, and you can kind of tweezer stuff.
Yeah,
gently.
That's what I'm saying. I really don't think it'd be that bad. Question.
Okay.
Is it a pair of scissors on each finger, or each finger is a blade?
Yeah, I figured that would come up. Or I'm going to say one hand is one pair of scissors, just to keep it simple.
Like,
yeah.
So one
basically
scissor
pincers.
And one,
yeah,
pincers.
Yeah, okay.
One random things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
that'll be fine.
Okay, well, you live your life nicely with scissors.
I will.
And Maggie are just going to...
You're going to be two cute little pumpkin heads.
Two cute little pumpkin heads getting very aesthetic with you.
Like, okay, that was
all
so
I'm saying
awesome.
Is if we ever got into a fight, I think we know who wins.
Wait, no.
Well, that's
head,
a whole other question.
Our head is invincible, Elizabeth.
Oh, that's right. That okay, that's fair.
But oh, see,
body
our head
is
invincible.
That's true. Now Beck is just a murderer.
Casually just a murderer.
Okay, so would you rather perform improv comedy with Michael Myers or run a meditation clinic with Freddie?
Oh,
a
Jesus.
Meditation.
I'm an, Michael.
So, yeah, so with the improv comedy, it's just you and Michael up there.
Well, he's not improv nothing.
He's
just
giving you nothing.
You give
you
nothing.
Worst fucking movie we've ever. Okay.
Or with Freddie, it's a meditation clinic. So basically, it's just business is not going great.
Whoa,
people are going to sleep.
The second they
boom.
Lose,
boom. People are dying.
I can see why he's in the business.
Yeah,
I understand why he's
well, he's, yeah,
to
no, he's happy as hell.
Okay,
he's happy
God.
As hell.
Okay,
probably
Michael.
About it that way.
Probably
I didn't know
Michael.
He was killing people. I thought he was just like helping them meditate or something.
Catherine, you think?
Look, I
yeah, that's Freddy. You know, see, when people go to sleep around Freddy, it doesn't go good. It doesn't go good for those people.
Well, I just thought in this scenario,
I like fall asleep on his shoulder, like probably not a great plan.
So I have a question. So it, because I've never seen this movie, but like in the movie, do people have no say in their dreams? Is there like no?
Yeah, I don't. He's not my strong suit, but I think he's one of those guys that thrives on fear. So they're so scared that they don't realize they're dreaming.
Boom! I got my answer. Then I'd rather run the meditation clinic because meditation is all about controlling that fear and
that's
calming yourself down. Yeah,
I was like meditation.
Okay.
He's very good at that.
Okay.
He's very in this scenario, is he still a murderer trying to kill people?
Oh yeah,
not.
He is. He's
yes.
for sure.
Okay,
but
probably not a good
you're not. So basically, he's your business partner, and you're just like,
this fucking guy, mm-hmm. I can't even, and you're just trying to run a business.
Here's a great way to think about it though, okay. All right? When I'm promoting my meditation mm-hmm. clinic, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, great news, we have 100% success rate. That's because people who fail die, but mm-hmm. I will always have 100% success because people who pass. So
they're meditating.
Great business.
So the Yelp reviews will be 100% positive.
Absolutely.
Because the one stars yes. will be no stars.
Will be dead.
Dead stars.
Yes.
Dead stars.
God. They didn't have a chance.
Correct. So I feel like business would be booming.
Yeah, until they walked inside and saw Freddy there.
And be like, nah, I'm
but good. But then you have all these other successes, right? You have all these people who have mastered meditation techniques, and mm-hmm. so he hasn't killed them in their dreams yet.
So you're basically tricking people into coming to your meditation.
No, they're not tricked. Freddy's right there. Freddy is actually at the front desk.
Well, I mean, like, Freddy wants him in there too.
Freddy wants him in there too. This is a win-win for both of us.
But like, if people don't see those one stars,
well, that's not my fault. That's not my fault.
There's a little part of me that would rather go with Michael, actually.
I'd rather.
You're just standing up there.
I'd rather go with Michael.
You've been giving it all you got.
I can carry the show.
He'll just be a tree a lot, yeah. Or a building.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you could do a lot with him just standing there. Like, can I move his arms around?
It's risky. Just risky.
Yeah, you're going to grab the arms of a serial killer?
Yeah, that's risky. True.
Okay.
I feel like if Freddy is currently actively trying to murder people in my meditation clinic,
mm-hmm.
Michael should also be trying to murder people while you're doing improv.
Oh, but that's fine. You can play it off. You'll be like, Michael, that's not part of the script, Michael.
Be like, he's a big dumb animal, folks.
Isn't he so funny? He's so silly.
Yeah. Oh, I guess a safer route would be Michael.
Yeah.
If you wanted to not let him murder people.
At least it's not a guarantee.
He has to stand on stage.
Yeah, true.
Go with Michael.
Michael?
I think I want to go with Michael, although like I kind of understand although I understand the meditation, but I think I want to go with Michael too.
Michael Freddy.
Okay, so for kind of the same reasons, would you rather have a first date, coffee date,
mm-hmm.
with the Headless Horseman?
Oh.
Or Michael Myers?
I kind of want the Headless Horseman. Actually.
I've got a few questions for that man.
I was just going to say, look, I'm all about inner beauty, so I don't need the Headless Horse's head.
That sounds exquisite.
First of all, that cloak.
Immaculate.
He walks in and he sweeps that cloak around and it's like, my heavens.
He comes riding in on a horse, alright? So
that's true.
That's so romantic.
Could you imagine the romantic horseback riding dates after that? Like,
I think I'm definitely on that.
Does he talk?
I don't need him to talk.
I was just saying, okay, if it's anything like the cartoon, which is the only
thing. He doesn't talk, he just screams.
He laughs.
You would feel so good about yourself. He'd laugh at all your jokes and always responds in maniacal laughter.
Oh my god.
He's the strong silent type, you know? Yeah. I feel like he'd be supportive.
He's mysterious. So is Michael, though. He's definitely going to listen to all your stories.
Before he murders you.
Yeah.
I mean, so is the Headless Horseman's got
at
that.
At some point.
He's comforting. Is it the fall? Is it the fall thing?
It's the fall aesthetic.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You know what? He's just got this pumpkin spice thing.
Love me a season of one.
Oh my god. I don't know why. Is it just because there's like no scary movies? Like, I mean, there are some.
There
like,
are some, yeah.
But it's like there's no like, you know, Michael's is well known for like murdering people.
You don't see him butchering people.
No, exactly.
Way.
I think it's because the only movie we've seen him in is
the cartoon.
Is the cartoon.
Maybe it's because the cartoon is a comfort movie for us.
Yeah.
So
he becomes a comfort character, even though he's more like a goof.
He's just goofing.
He's just goofing.
Yeah. That's a really good question. I'm gonna have to really
search
inside
myself.
And
I was immediately like, I would love to have a TV.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Although, like, I'm trying to think of like
points for Michael.
There's no redeeming qualities. No fall aesthetic. Nothing.
If he didn't currently have a knife in his hand, I feel like he would be a good listener. I don't know.
That's what I said.
True.
Yeah, he would definitely listen to all your stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
He would be a good listener.
Does he come with a knife?
Maybe not on the first date.
Come with a knife?
Because, like, that does
the Headless Horseman come with something? That
well, comes yeah, what is this? He has like a saber or something, doesn't he?
Oh, I think he does. Again, I've only seen the cartoon.
The old kids
it's a flaming pumpkin, which is pretty spooky. But no, I think in like in other versions, yeah, I think it's a saber. Because like that's his whole thing is he's like, okay, again, not sure, but I'm pretty sure he's the one that's like, he's looking for his head, right? So he goes around and he chops off people's heads.
Oh, right? I didn't actually like know that.
I've only seen the little kids.
Yeah. I saw the Johnny Depp one forever ago, and that movie wasn't amazing, I don't think, because I don't remember it at all.
I didn't even know.
I only know it like, from like the folklore portion, and I think it's something like...
Yes, that's why he uses a saber, because isn't that sword meant for that? Isn't that sword meant for cutting off
I think so. Well, it's something like he's originally, the reason why he has like a cloak, or like, he's in uniform.
Yeah.
He's like a military somebody somehow.
Wow, that's dark as hell.
And in battle, his head gets cut off, and so he's like looking for like his head, and so he's continuously trying to...
I think you're right.
I guess in the end, that's a compliment then, because he wants...
Your head. Exactly. Now to be fair, I think he chops off everyone's head, but
this one's special.
This one's special.
This one's special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you were in charge of the costume department for this character.
Ooh, fun.
So every movie, he comes back at the end and you're just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You gotta redo this costume. You gotta repair and fix this costume. Would you rather be in charge of Jason's or Freddy's?
Jason doesn't necessarily have...
Okay,
like,
Freddy would be like, so easy. Like, I can go get that sweater from Hot Topic.
Like, Hot Topic, my mom go knit that 21. Sweater.
Literally, that sweater is so...
He's
trendy.
Like, literally made of skin and bones. I feel like I'd have to hand knit that bad boy every single fucking
time. It is
time.
Definitely a chunky knit.
It's a chunky knit
It's
sweater.
A chunky knit.
Do I have to...
Chunky knits are where it's at, I gotta tell you. Those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's got layers and layers mm-hmm. and layers.
Mm-hmm. I thought Jason just had, like, overalls.
No, you're from a micro. Right? No.
Catherine.
Overall?
I'm sorry?
Catherine.
To be fair, in his very first movie, first appear, it is overalls and a flannel.
Okay, see,
and,
I'm
and,
like,
and
really
he's got a
super
pilgrim.
Off.
It's overalls, a flannel,
Did
and
you say he's a pillowcase?
A pillowcase.
Oh,
a pillowcase.
Oh my God. And top it all off.
I said, what? A pillowcase over his head with one eye hole.
Can someone please, for the love of God, draw me Jason
with a pilgrim hat.
I want to see Jason with a pilgrim
if
hat.
I was like, are you talking
I totally know
someone
with a pilgrim hat?
Oh, yes, with a
okay,
little
yes,
buckle on the
sure,
front. And
absolutely.
If
there's ever any fan art for horror homies,
yeah.
It better be a picture of Jason
with a pilgrim hat.
Or the Michael with the
Oh, a Michael in the middle school would be equal.
Oh, yes. That's Myers on the shirt. Myers on the shirt.
Yes.
Throwback.
I'm sorry, I went off track. What was the question? Oh, right, costume.
The costume maintenance.
Costume maintenance.
Yes. Okay. So Freddy's just got black slacks and the striped sweatshirt that every time he transforms himself, it is just getting shredded.
Sure.
All you gotta have so many
so
of those
many,
on deck.
So many fucking sweaters.
Now Jason's got the military jacket, sometimes
mm-hmm.
a turtleneck,
mm-hmm.
always the long sleeve shirt, always the shirt underneath. He's got the combat boots, he's got the jeans.
Yeah,
there's a lot
I'm
more
gonna
pieces.
Go,
the
go
mask.
Freddy.
I feel
I'd
like
just buy a sweater and
are,
book.
Mm. Are we like in this day and age too? Like we just like we present time?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
you can literally Amazon, go on
Amazon
and find Freddy's jacket.
And, all that
and
shit.
Just buy,
and
like,
just buy 12 of them.
What about the hat though? I feel like his hat.
It's just a
fedora. Oh, I forgot the hat. I forgot
Isn't
the
it
hat.
Just like a,
it's like well, it's wide brim. It's not like a.
It's like
a
fedora. It's whatever one from Breaking Bad is called. What's that thing called? I always forget the name. It's something huge.
It's Buster Keen's hat. It's the
It's Heisenberg's hat. I always forget what it's called.
It'll come to me later.
Yes.
I'll just yell it out.
But it's like a fedora. It's a fedora, but it's got like a wide.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
wide fedora.
Yeah.
I feel
pork
like
pie. Pork pie. Hat.
That's
pork pie hat.
That's right, because it's a hideous name.
Yeah,
that's
love it.
Right.
Pork pie. Right. Got it.
Okay. So, and those are hard to find.
Yeah.
So you'd be in charge of finding those, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would probably go with Freddy. Like
Freddy.
Just because
easier to maintain, less piece. Well, more unique pieces, but less pieces. Jason's easier pieces to find, but more pieces.
But more
yeah,
pieces.
More pieces. And I feel like you'd have to have weather.
Also, his
like,
size might be hard to find.
Oh,
that's
true.
Shit.
That's
he has built
true.
Like
yeah.
Kronk.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
true.
Yeah,
his waist is like this big and
yes.
his top
yes.
ass is like this big.
Okay, that's a good point.
Question though.
Yes.
If I am in charge of these costumes,
mm-hmm.
costume
do
change?
I have costume freedom?
Oh my God, can I put them in something
ooh,
else?
Can I put him in
okay.
something else?
Now, theoretically, in this, they have to agree to it.
Oh,
so you would, if you were to come up with a proposal you think they would agree with, yes, absolutely.
Jason would be easy. She'd be like, your mom said,
Your mom says yes. If you could convince him, yes, that his mother agreed to that, absolutely he would.
Switch up Freddy's colors.
Yeah. I feel like Freddy. I think if I had to pick, I would go with Freddy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, so who would win in a fight? Ghostface or Kevin from Home Alone?
Oh, Kevin!
That's actually a good, grouping, Kevin. Because Kevin, they're both very...
I think Ghostface would have a lot of fun with this. I think that's actually a good matchup.
I think Ghostface would enjoy this matchup.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. I think he would thoroughly enjoy it.
Ghostface would be like, well played.
Yeah, I do agree. And like, as ridiculous as it sounds, like, because I hate that kid so fucking much.
I would love to see that kid. Now, that kid we need to watch for future episodes.
Correct.
Because that kid,
yeah, he's going to kill somebody. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, exactly. Home Alone for the last time. Exactly.
I think he would actually get Ghostface sometimes.
Oh, he would get Ghostface a lot. Yeah. The issue is Ghostface is going to get you.
The prank level would be very high. Yeah. Ghostface would be embarrassed, but
he would get mad. Kevin would pull one of his shit, and like Ghostface would be so pissed. You remember the whole Sydney thing?
Yeah.
And at the end of that one, yeah, like.
No, he would. Angry. I still think Ghostface would end. You know, in the end, still like a serial killer. I don't know.
Probably. I was like, he's probably gonna prevail somehow.
Yeah. Probably still win, but I like the matchup.
I like that matchup. Yeah.
I think I would say Kevin. Actually, that kid.
Kevin's gonna kill
of
him.
Everything. Yet. Have you seen that goddamn fucking movie? If that shit was happening in real life, those guys would have been dead.
I don't know if Kevin would kill him, but he might scare him off. He might be like, okay, this kid has got too much prep time. This kid is too prepared. I'll get him at another time.
Yeah.
He might scare him off. I don't know about killing.
Ghostface might literally give up.
Yes.
Kevin would pull up, be like, oh, haha, I'm going to set up this, like, gun in like the foyer, and then like, you know what I mean, like
if Kevin knew his life was on the line, he might
go more extreme.
Is Kevin acting like he's in Home Alone still, or does he know that he's fighting like Ghostface?
That's a good murderer.
To be fair, in like the original movie, he doesn't know who they are. He's like, oh, I think they're robbers. Those guys near the end are literally like, we're gonna kill this kid.
After they start getting punked, after they start getting dunked on,
they're like, that's it.
No, they say that several times. We're going to kill this little boy. They say that several times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
this kid is fighting for his life.
And Kevin's still like, fucking punk asses. Yeah. I'm just gonna prank you guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, he still doesn't try to get
that kid. Scares the shit out of me. Like, that's that kid's on another level.
Matchup.
Yeah, that is. I honestly could see it.
With enough prep time, I feel like Ghostface would give up.
I think, like you said, he would go.
Ghostface, I can't see Ghostface losing, but. Yeah, something.
But he'd come back for a better time.
Of just giving up or getting bored or something along the lines.
Well, it's funny, double funny, because like Kevin hates his family. So he'd be like, I have your mom here. And he'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I feel like that kid has nothing to lose.
They left him behind on purpose, possibly because he's a psychopath.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him.
He's going to kill somebody.
They might not have planned to come back. He's nuts.
I feel like this one has ended in a draw then.
Mm. Like I said, I could see it both ways. Good question. And I could see people arguing both sides. Like I get it.
I don't think I've actually seen it.
Yeah, don't bother.
But
it's terrible.
But by the sound of it sounds like it's pretty equally matched.
I'm gonna go Kevin would scare him off eventually.
Yeah.
That's kinda what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see it. I can see it either way, so that's fair.
Okay, so those were all the questions I had lined up for Would You Rather episode 2. So if that was awkward and you know it, clap your hands.
Woo!
If that was awkward and you know it, clap again.
Woo!
Oh boy.
Get the hell out of here.